You can put down that penny and fire up your smartphone. Online scratch tickets could be a reality in New Hampshire soon. Lawmakers are betting on this expansion of the New Hampshire State Lottery to generate millions of dollars in revenue in the next two-year state budget. It's part of the $11.7 billion spending plan that's set to go before the full House and Senate tomorrow. Allie Morris is a reporter for the Concord Monitor. I spoke with her yesterday to find out more about how online scratch tickets will work.
Well, the name pretty well describes it. So my understanding is that people would be able to download a mobile app on their phone or their tablet, and they would be able to access scratch tickets that look pretty similar to what you'd buy in a gas station or a convenience store. And you would be able to scratch off with your finger if you have a touchscreen. And so it would give people access to scratch tickets in their homes. They wouldn't have to drive to go pick them up at a local store. And my understanding from the Lottery Commission is that this move is to try to attract the millennial market. You know, those younger users who haven't quite, they haven't seen sales really skyrocket among this group in terms of lottery games, but they think maybe by bringing it to their phone, they'll get more of this demographic playing lottery in New Hampshire.
Is this a trend in other states?
Yeah, there are other states that have expanded. You know, as technology changes, I think states have been trying to figure out how they can expand their revenues when it comes to lottery. So this is something other states across the country have already gotten into. So New Hampshire would sort of be following suit with this change.
So this raises a lot of questions, particularly around age verification. You need to be 18 to buy a scratch ticket. So how can they check that out if people buy them online?
It's a great question, and it's one that lawmakers really grappled with. So under this current proposal, you, in order to download this app or to get online scratch tickets, you would have to go and register at a brick-and-mortar store first. And that's where that age verification would take place. And something that I understand is a big difference between playing in a store versus playing on your phone would be, you know, right now, if you go and buy a scratch ticket at a grocery store or a convenience store, you have to pay cash for that ticket. And my understanding is that you could set up a credit card account when you go in and register to verify your age that could be hooked up to your phone so that you could play online.
So is this idea getting any pushback at all?
Initially, it did get quite a bit of pushback from the owners of the brick-and-mortar stores who do, you know, they get a lot of foot traffic from people who come in looking to play lottery games. And I think they were concerned that this might take away some of their market share. But I think lawmakers have tried to appease that group by setting up this online, this registration. So you would still have to go into a brick-and-mortar store at least once before you could start playing on your phone. And I think that has allayed some of their concerns.
And what about concerns about gambling addiction? Are there any limits on the number of scratch tickets?
So that's a great question. And, you know, this has gone through a few iterations. Currently, it's up to the Lottery Commission to address what daily, weekly, and monthly limits would be for each player that are, quote, consistent with the best practices in addressing problem gambling, end quote. So it's not exactly clear what those limits will be, but looking at the bill, there is an intention to put those caps so that people, you know, couldn't just spend away their life savings playing online scratch tickets in a single day.
How much are they expecting that this will generate?
Yeah, so right now the estimate is about $13 million that this would bring in. It would be, I believe, about $3 million in the first year and $10 million in the second.
Thank you, Allie. That was Allie Morris, reporter with the Concord Monitor.